Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Circle of Swarm. And for those who don't know, we do it every week before the game. We pick the players who have been the most swarmy of late heading into this next game. The Week 16 Circle of Swarm was Derek Stingley Jr., Kalen Bullock, Christian Harris, Henry Toa, Tim Settle, and Danielle Hunter.
Oh, that's so, right, because we don't want to leave any of the edge rushers out. Okay. Yep. Well, all right. So you start off this week.
All right, I'll start off this week. Circle of Swarm.
You know, D'Amico always says swarm.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men, believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of Swarm.
All right, Circle of Swarm. I'll get it started this week. This is weird. I don't go first normally. It's a lot of pressure, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Henry Toa this week again. Henry Toa has been really good this season. He was their leading tackler again last week. Had a TFL. Shows up a lot. Shows up violently. He's very swarmy. He shows up violently to the football quite a bit when you rewatch games. And had there not been a questionable roughing the passer call and a questionable overturn of a fumble, Henry Toa would have had a fumble recovery for a touchdown too. So I'm blaming the refs a little bit here. But I think even independent of that play, just the way Henry Toa has epitomized swarm of late. So I'm putting Toa in as my first pick.
Okay.
Is that an okay pick? Are you cool with that?
That's an okay pick. I think I get nervous about the linebackers in coverage in general.
Yeah.
Especially on the play action. That's big this week. The linebackers and the defensive ends not biting on play action. Mm-hmm. You watch the Steelers game. The Steelers are very disciplined defense. But when they tried to stop the run versus the Ravens with only 6 or 7 in the box, the defensive ends were getting fooled. The outside, the edge players were getting fooled, and because they're mindful of Lamar Jackson as a runner,
yep.
So and that creates just havoc. The Steelers had to start blitzing, and then Lamar was able to pick them apart. He throws really well outside the numbers. You know, that old narrative about him has been blown out of the water. So Yeah, it's on. There's a lot of pressure on Henry Toa and Christian Harris this week.
Yep.
I will put Nico Collins in the circle of swarm.
Okay.
That's almost like I could push him all the way on through the rest of the regular season and the playoffs. I'll tell you what. If only just because I don't need any more emotional outpourings by people on the offensive side of the ball. I just like guys that show up and go to work and dominate. And that's what Nico Collins does, okay? I don't need to hear stories about how tight you all are and how everybody loves each other. And it's just so great because you guys are bad at football, all right? I don't care. Just show up and do your job. And Nico Collins does that.
He does.
Swarm mindset. Stop being soft on offense. Stop being weak. Stop just trying to excuse away your ineffectiveness as an offensive coordinator by saying execution, execution, execution. You guys aren't executing.
No.
No more emo. More Nico, less emo.
That needs to be a t-shirt. Along those lines.
He's Nemo, as in N apostrophe EMO.
EMO.
Nemo,
right, Collins. Right, right. Nemo.
He's
right.
No emo Collins.
No emo, yes. Apostrophe in for the O. Can I put Joe Mixon in along those same lines?
Yeah,
the other swarmy
I'll do
player.
That, yeah.
Those are the brothers of swarm on offense.
The guy who was able
team.
To pick Captain Quigg up off the deck and get him to be a captain.
Slap
again.
Slap him across the face.
Like, get yourself together like an old movie.
Yeah. Or like The Godfather, like where he grabbed Johnny Fontaine by the lapels.
Yeah.
And goes, you can act like a man.
Yeah.
Look at you. That would have been funny.
Not
in the moment, but in retrospect, it would have been.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to tiptoe around it or anything. It's awesome. It's awesome that CJ like cares about his friend that much. When you are a leader in a position like that where people are looking to you, yes, it's fine for men to cry. It's totally A-okay. All of that. You can't be overcome by emotion in the moment and then you can't go out and make all those mental errors that CJ did afterwards.
That's the disconcerting part to me. Like how he reacts is how he reacts, and I have a hard time criticizing emotion. I get exactly what you're saying about it in the moment. That it seemed to affect his play. Now, they've been horrible in the second half of most of the games this year.
That's true, yeah.
But did it seem to...
Running out of bounds was a bad error.
Yes,
that was
a
bad error.
Yes, and two delay of game penalties.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure if those were... They're on CJ in so much as he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, you can get the ball snapped or call a timeout or whatever. That's the part to me that is disconcerting, is that it seemed to bleed into his play in the second half.
Yeah, and two things can be true. It can be you can care deeply about somebody and feel distraught over it, but the other thing that can be true is that you're the leader of 51 other guys out there on the field who also depend on you and rely on you, and like that's the sum total of it.
Yeah.
You're like, look, hey, look, I wouldn't do this. I don't like going the military analogy route, except that this team will get up there and talk about love for their brothers and sacrifice. CJ called it a tragedy yesterday, the knee injury. All right, let's go with the military route. If you're an officer in the middle of a battle and one of your friends gets shot dead, an actual tragedy, there's no time for the emotional part of it. Like you have a mission, you have a job to do, and that's the separation you have to make. If the offense were performing the way they looked on paper this year, I wouldn't have thought much of it. But it's the entirety of the way the offense operates where there's too few guys on that offense that have malice and ill will in their hearts.
It looked like they care at times.
I don't. Yeah. They don't care. I don't see anything out of the offensive line or tight ends that look like they hate their opponent.
Right.
I need you to hate your opponent.
Yeah.
Watch the guys on defense. That's good old football hatred. You know, it doesn't have to be happy, happy, joy, joy, love, love. Hey, we go to Bible study together. I don't care. Go out and score points.
Yep.
Damn it.
Who's your next pick?
Oh,
so far, that's okay. Henry Toa, Nico Collins, and Joe Mixon are off the board.
I'm going to go, boy, the pass rush. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson didn't register sacks, but Danielle had multiple pressures and a QB hit.
Okay.
And they were forcing Patrick Mahomes to do what he did, which was get rid of the ball very quickly. He was throwing the ball as quickly as he has all year, and then also scrambling when he had to scramble. So I'll keep Danielle Hunter in it. I don't think the stat line tells the whole story of his effectiveness
in
the game.
Okay, so Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
Danielle Hunter's in. By the way, Danielle Hunter has been in the circle of swarm the most times of any Texan player this year. So that's he's going to expand that lead, or at least hold on to the lead here.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My last one, you've got one more coming up. My last one will be Christian Harris, who had the only sack for the Texans in the game on a blitz.
Really well-disguised blitz.
Very well-disguised.
Yeah, there was. It looked like he was totally going to be dropping into coverage on that one.
He had a TFL.
Yeah.
Look, the linebackers as a whole going against this offense coming up this weekend are, I mean, obviously just a major key to this game. He had a QB hit to go with the sack in the game against the Chiefs. He's looked very good since coming back off the injured list, man. Christian Harris has been, I don't want to say a surprise. We knew what he was at the end of last season, but I would say just a mild surprise that he's hit the ground running as fast as he has. So I'm putting Christian Harris in as my final pick.
Okay, so this is easy for me. Derek Stingley. Okay. I would say I wasn't as worked up about his defensive holding call. I thought that was
it was legit. Bogus.
Yeah?
I thought it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they flagged him for holding the receiver?
I didn't think...
Yeah.
It reached the level of calling a penalty right there. Yeah, I mean, there's always clutching and grabbing that goes on.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of bogus. Maybe I'm getting gaslit by the internet that thought it was bogus.
Yeah, I think you've fallen into the conspiracy mind of all that, which is cool. That's fine. But Derek Stingley, just, yeah, I trust him. I can rely upon him.
Yeah.
He plays physical. He's good in coverage,
okay,
et cetera,
well, there you go. There's our circle of swarm, man. There's our circle of swarm. It is Henry Toa, Nico Collins, Joe Mixon, Daniil Hunter, Christian Harris, and Derek Stingley Jr.
Did we discuss who else? We should do a circle of cry-worthy. Do we? Like, who else would CJ? Because CJ cried for Tank getting injured.
Yeah.
And there's been an outpouring of emotion by people about Tank to the point where I'm kind of like you said this yesterday. Jimmy Ward's out for the year too.
Jalen Petrie, I'm like, yeah. Hey man, where was this when my pectoral muscle?
Kind of, Tank was having kind of a disappointing year statistically and in terms of impact. It's not like this is a death knell to the team in a way that other guys who are having a better effect on the team
might have been. Yeah, if we're diagnosing it. And by the way, I agree with all that you're saying here today about, you know, we've got to move on. It's football, everything.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to diagnose the emotion in the moment. And I think the fact that it was one of those injuries that even the Chiefs are waving the medical team onto the field, that kind of thing. You know, like, you could tell right away it was really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, that there were 10 questions about Tank and moving on from Tank and one about the Baltimore Ravens for CJ yesterday, I found a bit odd.
Yeah.
That was a little strange.
That was so those
play
guys
the Ravens tomorrow.
Yeah, like at some point, all right, no more questions about this. Let's move
on. I'd like to know what CJ thinks about, you know, Marlon Humphrey, you know, Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
What does CJ think of Kyle Hamilton? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. So I think it seemed Dalton Schultz, who, according to CJ,
would be the other players, right?
Yeah,
right.
Who else would they cry about? Dalton Schultz, who, according to the broadcast, CJ said was like if you built a tight end in a lab, which I will firebomb that lab into oblivion if that's the best they can put out. All right, you could.
A lab.
Okay, you're putting him up there with, I don't, I don't think CJ I don't think CJ truly understands the NFL yet. It's cool to show respect and admiration for your teammates and everything. Dalton Schultz looks like the worst lab produced tight end ever. If you're going to pay top dollar for him,
No, I get. He always brings up Dalton Schultz though. Whenever there's a difficult time, he's like, yeah. "I was talking to Dalton today about this."
Yeah.
So I think he would be emotional about a Dalton injury.
Okay, well, boy, for the 25% of plays where Dalton shows like he gives effort, and every now and then he gets a good block something.
Yeah, yeah.
One of our listeners yesterday said that he was at the point where he gets angry when Dalton Schultz catches a pass because you're like, he doesn't deserve it. Right. And that's how I feel, too. Even when he caught those passes in the fourth quarter, I was like, well, good for you. You're making up a little bit for the multiple tackles for a loss when you just get destroyed by better football players than you.
I think Dalton's at the top of the list. I think Will Anderson Jr. would be on CJ's emo list.
There you go.
Yep.
Laramie Tunsil.
The vet Tunsil.
That's CJ's version in his young mind of what a true veteran in the NFL is like.
Yeah.
A guy who basically looks like he only cares about pass protection
does
and nothing
just
else.
Just enough. The
guy who's ridiculously athletic, and yet when he's out in space trying to block, either on something around the end or on a screen, just looks completely lost. Doesn't look like he has a clue in the world where or who he's supposed to be blocking.
I'd rather have text messages are coming in now. I'd rather have my lab build a Gronk.
Yeah,
Dalton Schultz, not so much.
If you're gonna go to the lab analogy,
Stover's more a guy that's built in a lab. You know, in terms of just physicality, and I'm saying more than Schultz.
Right. Nobody's comparing Schultz to a healthy George Kittle.
Right.
Nobody's comparing Dalton Schultz to a young Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
There's no lab built tight end discussion that involves Dalton Schultz other than apparently the Houston Texans.
Yep. Text message: Tank injury hits harder because the offense was already bad, and we know it's going to look worse now. See, for me, I was like, my reaction was the opposite there. Again, I felt horrible for Tank. My feeling wasn't like, oh wow, now this offense is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Like the offense hasn't been good this year yet. Like they're as you've pointed out several times, if they're going to make a run in the postseason, it's not because all of a sudden the offense is cooking and putting up 38 points.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to need turnovers. They're going to need a little bit of luck. They're going to need the defense to be on their details and P's and Q's. I'd put Mechie on that list too. He's got a real tight bond, CJ, with Mechie also, I think. I think he would be on the emotional list.
It's going to be interesting watching CJ kind of evolve as he really learns about the NFL when some of his friends get cut or traded away. That's another part of it. That's life in the NFL, you know?
I hadn't had to experience that.
Tell D'Amico that too. Sometimes you got to fire your buds. Sometimes you got to fire your best friends because what's the most important thing? The common goal. The mission, whatever you put up on the motivational posters, you gotta eat your own chow on that and do what's best for the team.
Yeah, man. If the offense keeps playing like this,
yeah.
D'Amico, this will be D'Amico's first big non-game test as a head coach.
This is okay. So for like the person that's saying that's why the reasons why the Tank Dell injury was so devastating, like aside from just how awful it was as an actual injury,
yeah.
This is the problem. The whole scenario and the emotional outpouring of it afterwards, it's coming from a side of the ball that I think lacks toughness. They lack all of those things. They do all of these great things. Bobby, I was up there talking yesterday about how, it's great because they're really tight-knit. Yeah, that's great and all, but, like, so is a quilting bee, all right? That's awesome. I'm guessing the gals on The View are a tight-knit bunch.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
They seem to like each other. That's what the offense is right now. It's The View.
Right.
Yeah.
The View. They're tight-knit and 22nd in DVOA or
yes.
whatever they are.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
I'd rather have Whoopi out there at left guard at this point.
We'll see what Deontay Johnson does to the mix. You know, drop him in there. Maybe people aren't feeling as close.
The offense, whenever they show any kind of emotion or anything, I'm kind of like, it's like, you guys are like fourth graders who got milk instead of Kool-Aid in your thermos for the first time.
Yep.
They're like, oh no, you poor young lads. Oh, how will you ever make it through?
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Christmas Eve edition of the show. Hope you're having a great week. If you're off, we appreciate you getting up and listening to us and hanging with us on a Tuesday. We'll do a Pettycast at the top of the hour. We got some good petties for this week. We'll do the petty cast here on a Tuesday show. Up next, the non-Texan thing that I am most fascinated with right now on the Houston sports scene. We will have that coming up next.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.